Is public money being wasted? Here's a question we ask from time to time. I want to speak to Kieran Donnelly, who's the Controller and Auditor General. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Is there a possibility that there's a significant example of money being wasted? The cost of making public services available online seems to be twice the bill that it should have been. It's costing 110 million when we thought it was going to be 50 million. And what exactly was the task that they set out to achieve? Just remind us of the what the job was.
Well, it was a very laudable job, which is really to transform our digital experience of citizens' experience of public services. And I suppose the ideal is when that digital journey is complete, citizens have much easier access to government through a one-stop shop portal. So there are enormous benefits for citizens and also enormous potential to actually save public money, because it is recognised that the cost of a digital transaction is much, much lower than a traditional face-to-face transaction. So there's a double gain there in terms of public saving and better citizen service.
So this digital transformation project, which was actually kicking in back in 2012, or it was agreed in 2012 as a 7-year contract between the Department of Finance and BT, was meant to cost 50 million. Did the BT bill just go up and up, or did they run into unforeseen problems, or were the people who were organising it not as diligent as they should have been? What was the reason for such a big bill for something that was expected to be lower?
Well, okay, this was a strategic partnership arrangement with BT, and underneath that then there would have been subcontractors involved in individual projects. The report, for example, details 13 individual projects. There was also a contact centre. I think the difficulty was costs were not being tracked at an individual project level. And warning bells were raised on this on a number of occasions back in 2016 by internal audit, by what was known as a gateway review. But it wasn't really until year 6 of the 7-year contract that I suppose the department actually got a grip on what the costs were at the individual project level. And what we're calling for here is really a step change in contract management, project management and monitoring of costs. Now, the department has accepted this. And so it's only really late last year that through a deep dive into the costs that the department started to get a grip on the detail of the costs. There are wider lessons in terms of skills base. In these mega projects, you don't just need IT professionals, you need people with strong commercial skills and contract management skills. Those belatedly have now been introduced to the project.
Is there a suggestion here, however, that when it's public money that's being spent, people don't keep as watchful an eye on it, or they're not as concerned as when it's private money? If this was a private company and it's had a bill of 110 million instead of 50 million, like, people would be sacked.
Well, no, I suppose it's the job of my office to actually emphasise the importance of keeping track on public money. And there are, you know, accountability arrangements in the public sector. If we had an assembly, I would imagine this report will go to an assembly committee, the Public Accounts Committee, where those in charge will be, you know, examined and held to account.
But we don't have that.
We don't have that, but that said, my report contains 10 recommendations. The Department of Finance will be required to formally respond to those recommendations, and in the absence of an assembly, the response will actually be furnished to the Secretary of State, who will lay those responses in Parliament in Westminster.
And as Auditor General, can you crack a whip if they don't respond?
Well, I do. In this case, I expect them to respond, and I do respect a positive response to this report.
Okay.
And we've already seen some of that, so far.
Okay. Kieran, thank you very much indeed. The Auditor General, Kieran Donnelly.